You're listening to SBS News.
Jocks on Frillo's award-winning Orana restaurant in Adelaide draws food lovers from across the country. But it's what he's working on behind the scenes that appealed to the judges of the Basque Culinary World Prize.
It's incredible. I mean, really, it's like a chef's Oscar, that one. There's two juries. There's a technical jury, there's anthropologists and all sorts of other people in it. And then there's a second jury, which has, you know, some of the most respected chefs in the world, who are all people that I admire. And, you know, I think that makes the award all the more special.
Food writer Melissa Leong says it's an extremely prestigious award.
If you look at past nominees, there have been some of the most revered and admired chefs and thinkers and food writers in the world. And I think it's a really wonderful thing to be able to think a bit more intellectually about people's contribution to our global industry and where it's headed.
Jocks on Frillo received the prize for his work as a champion of native Australian foods and long-term supporter of many Indigenous communities.
When we create new dishes or when we're working with new products, a big part of that is sitting down with the people that have used it forever and understanding the stories, the traditional ways that they used to eat it. And
his goal is to help bring native ingredients to a broader audience while ensuring economic benefits flow back to Aboriginal people. He's also helped create a catalogue of native foods through the Orana Foundation, in part so that communities have the right information to gather and sell a product if they choose to do so.
If I'm in a community and I see something that's great, I'll help them lodge a Section 18 so they can they're allowed to harvest it for commercial purposes. And then we arrange a fair trade, so we buy direct from them and we help them set up a business or whatever they need to do.
Peter Watson is an Indigenous advisor and forager for Orana.
These foods that our people have been using for countless generations are now being taken into the restaurant and being not exploited, but showcased, if you like, you know. And I think it's a really good thing that them tastes are now getting out there and people like Jock, who I work for, are really putting the word out there, you know, about Indigenous foods and the value in them too, you know.
Jocks on Frillo says the prize money, more than $150,000, will go to a future project through the Orana Foundation. Rhiannon Elston, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.